Hey folks, it's 2 a.m. It's Monday, and this is Miss Moo's Playhouse, so let's go ahead and play a little bit so you can hear some of my thoughts. I sound tired as hell, because I actually am. But let me just run some thoughts off real quick. The Super Bowl, boring. I stand with Cap. However, you know, staying with, you know, Janet Jackson, Appreciation Day thingamajig. I have no dog in the fight. I'm a Cowboys fan. So let's be honest, I can really care less. I just did not want Tom Brady's pretty ass to win. You know, there's a lot of bandwagon Patriots fans out there, but, you know, I digress. Again, I'm sorry. Still can't get rid of this nasal thingamajig. It sucked. I didn't watch the halftime. I was really trying to get some sleep, to be honest with you. You know, I've been up for the past 2 days or so. I was just trying to take a nap. I literally kind of did not care too much. It's like, oh, everybody's doing all this. And, you know, I ended up watching House Hunters or something on HGTV, which I'm actually doing right now. I was over it. I've been over it. You know, back to watching basketball. I mean, who cares? I think Donnie Wahlberg, go check out his Twitter. He said, you know, it's in Atlanta. The Super Bowl's in Atlanta with all these HBCUs, and you have a white artist showing his nipples or something to that effect. You know, Donnie might be invited to the cookout. You know, I like Donnie Wahlberg anyways. He's actually one of my favorites from New Kids on the Block. So, you know, I'm good. I found it funny what he said, because it's the truth. It's just weird, because, you know, people are saying they support Cap, but, you know, y'all still watching this. Colin should have had a job, but, you know, we all know why. Let's not pretend racism does not exist. It just does. So today, I was driving in my car, and I heard the Rude Boys is written all over your face being played on the radio. For those youngins who don't know who they are, Google works. I had the tape. And, Love Written All Over Your Face, man, that was my jam. However, my favorite song is Are You Lonely For Me. Why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because they don't make music like that. I think I've talked about it before, but I can probably listen to Are You Lonely For Me, you know, straight, just like I do with John B, Can We Get Down. I mean, I'm a lover of music, but you know, when I heard that song as a kid, I didn't get it. You know, I like it. Well, as an adult, yeah, I get it. It's such a beautiful song. I recall growing up and singing in church, and it wasn't fun for me anymore. And so I stopped. And I told my father, I was like, you got me up here singing, and this ain't cool. Those who know me know I can sing, but it wasn't a big deal. I never wanted to be famous. You know, I was smart enough to realize the money was always being made by writing. So that's what I took to. You know, at 10 years old, I had, you know, folks asking me to write their papers and stuff. And here I am turning 41, and folks are still asking me to write stuff for them and paying me for it. So hey, I'm not mad. My pen game is great. It's not to brag, because it's still, you know, but it's, if you ask people about, you know, what they think I do the best besides cheering for the Cowboys, I write. And I always realized that to me where the money was being made. And then when I realized that certain artists, no matter what you were doing, acting or whatever, most people get money by writing. You know, so at that point, I was like, wow, this is cool. I probably could have parlayed that into something if I would have probably focused a little bit more and pushed my parents a little bit more into for that. But, you know, my thing was being lazy. But anyways, going back to what I was initially saying about the rude boys and are you lonely for me? When I heard written all over your face, I kind of just had a flashback. I was like, oh man, I gotta find that song and put it on my playlist. Cause I got a lot of different songs on my playlist. And if it's an R&B slow jam that you guys think I need to add to my playlist, hit me up. I'm all for suggestions. I love it, love it, love it. But definitely, I need to find Are You Lonely For Me and add it to my slow jams playlist. Just to kind of listen to and kind of just chill out. I mean, I know I can find it on probably YouTube. YouTube has everything. But, yeah, the Super Bowl was whack. This shit was boring as hell. It was absolutely boring. I'm so glad that I tried to take a nap during it. It was just boring. The Black Twitter. If you don't know what Black Twitter is, Black Twitter is it's Black Twitter. There's just no other way to say that. It's just freaking Black Twitter. Black Twitter is hilarious. Hilarious. Like some of these folks to get on Twitter and say stuff and you're kind of sitting there like, wow. Things have definitely changed from the moment I got onto the internet till now. You know, folks were catfishing people before we even had a term for that. So that's how long I've been online. I mean, gee whiz. You know, I started getting on the internet in high school. So yeah. And I graduated, you know, my oldest would be 24 Friday. So that's pretty much how long I've been on the internet. I've met a lot of good people and a lot of people that, you know, there were life lessons. But I would definitely say that the internet has changed. We all kind of need to be more mindful of what we put out there in social media. I think some of the things I put on my Instagram and my Facebook, a lot of people take that as to how I'm feeling. It's not always about what I'm feeling. It may be something somebody else is going through and I'm sharing it because they don't have a voice to speak for themselves or they don't want to. For me, everything I put on the internet is not personal. And because I work in IT, I'm still kind of very cautious about making sure my pages are airtight and, you know, you can look me up, but you might find two or three other people with the same name. And there are other women with my name. And someone tried to contact one of them when I laughed. Because they told me, I saw they were looking for me, actually. Oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, so the internet has changed. It's changed the way we listen to music because you can download it now. You know, I remember having tapes and CDs and having that collection in my car full of CDs. And it was crazy. And, you know, or having a collection in my car with tapes. You know, now, again, it's music. It's iPads and streaming and all that other stuff. You know, you get a car now, it comes with Sirius XM. Most of them do. The new ones should. You know, just change. You know, I listen to LL Cool J's Rock the Bells radio on my Sirius XM. Love it. Listen to Heart and Soul on Sirius XM. I can still listen to some of my old school music on various channels, and that's, you know, pretty cool. Shantae Moore, I love Supreme. If you don't know anything about Shantae Moore, youngins, look her up. Speaking of which, she had a song called Satisfy You with Damien Hall from Guy, and I'm a big Guy fan, a huge Guy fan. Huge Guy fan. I mean, I have older sisters. So, I mean, I listen to what they listen to. they listen to Guy and DeBarge and, you know, Renee and Angela. I'm a lover of music. And I wanted to know, hey, how'd you come up with that? How'd you write that? You know, my first book at 8 was Maya Angelou, you know, I Know Why the Cage Birds sang. And that changed my life. I knew from then I wanted to be a poet and really write and kind of express myself in a way that I didn't feel like I could have otherwise. So from that, I started writing poems and writing little love songs and, you know, your first crush and all that stupid stuff. Or, you know, stuff that's innocent then, but now, you know, they might send your ass to the principal's office. So, that to me is, it's just interesting how things have totally changed. If you hear any noise in the background, it's my dishwasher. I'm actually using it at 2:00 in the morning. Go figure. I should be asleep because I have to work in a few hours and it's probably going to be another long day full of meetings, like at freaking 8:30 in the morning. It is what it is. I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed to work from home. It has its moments. It had its a lot of moments last week. And I'm praying for myself as soon as I get off of this podcast real quick that I have the courage and just to have a positive attitude, because we're not always positive. I mean, let's be real. Everyone has a negative moment. And if you sitting here listening to me and you feel like you don't, you're lying. So I'll just say that. It's funny. I had a friend text me early yesterday morning about something I put on Instagram. And, you know, it's all love, because him, his wife and I, you know, we're all just joking about it. He said, well, what dude pissed you off? Ain't nobody pissed me off. Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. He said, his wife was like, well, she's up. You know, she must be bored. Let's call her. Like, I'm so glad y'all did not call me. Because as you heard from my last blah, blah, blah podcast, I was slightly irritated with someone. And I did not... I'll say this, and then I'm going to drop it. Growth is apologizing to someone when you know you've hurt them. And I know that I've hurt someone. I'm going to put my big girl panties on. You know, there's nothing sorry about me. You know, my fiance, God rest his soul, would always say that. There's nothing sorry about me. But I will apologize. But I said sorry because it was really heartfelt. And sometimes you have to just move on when you think you owe an apology and you're never going to get it. That's growth. And I thought my friend hurt me. I didn't get an apology from it. I probably never will. Life goes on. So I told my friend and his wife, I said, hey, I'm good. You know, I kind of told him what happened. And he was like, did you get an apology? I said, we probably all know I'm not. And I think as adults, we look for that. We look for that, all right, but we can't move on if we don't have an apology. Sometimes people will never acknowledge that they said or did anything wrong. You know, I know my heart is big. I know I never intend to hurt anyone. And if I did, I'm big enough to say, hey, I'm sorry, my bad. It didn't come out the way it should. And a lot of things don't come out the right way via text. That's why I don't like having conversations that are important via text. But sometimes I realize also, and I think as adults we all do, people have a perception of if I pick up the phone and call, A, B, C, D might happen. I don't have time to argue with no one, male or female. I just don't. I like to be positive, and arguing takes up too much energy. Negative energy. I'd rather we say what we need to say, agree to disagree if that's the case, and we can, you know, be cool and move on. But to argue, I'm good, love and joy on that. So, you know, I told my friends, I was like, nah, you did good by not calling me. I didn't feel like talking in that way or talking about things as such. Later on in the day, I talked about it, got it out my system with a few people, and cried a little bit because, again, my feelings were genuinely hurt. And anyone who knows me knows I'm not a crier. So for me to cry about something like that, it was bothersome. But then it made me question my relationship with that person and just say, hey, I may not be important. I may not be as important to someone that I thought I was. And I think a lot of people forget that. This is just in general. So I'm not talking about no one in particular. So I don't want no one getting their feces. But I think as adults, we have to reevaluate the people in our lives. And I think that sometimes we miss the mark. We all do. No one's perfect. I've hurt people. Sometimes I've been a toxic person. But it takes a grown person to say, you know what? I've been that person. Damn, I might need to change my ways. That's growth. And that's cool. You know, I'm at a point in my life where my career is somewhat going the way I want to, but then there's other things like this podcast and telling you, trying to get on Sirius XM or have my own radio show somewhere. I'll relocate back to New York for that. Or to Florida. Or to DC. Either way, I know my time in North Carolina is coming to an end in a few months because the change is good. It's time to move on and start over. I don't want to be stuck in this rut. And as adults, you can put all the memes on Facebook and Instagram, but if you're not living what you're putting up there, then you're just doing it for people to like it. And it's a work in progress, because let's be honest, we all are a work in progress. And I know for me personally, in my personal journey, which I'm sharing, I'm going to stay single. I've been single for 3 years now. It'll be 3 years in November. Due to unforeseen circumstances with my fiance passing, I'm going to stay single until I feel comfortable being with someone, but I also have to allow someone in. But I don't want someone coming into my life putting me in limbo. Either you're going to shit or get off the pot. And I think every man or woman should feel that way. We shouldn't date because we shouldn't compromise or date just because we're lonely. And I think a lot of people do that. Again, I don't know what this whole dating thing is. It's new. I'm still like, damn, do I text somebody back? Or there's certain things I know that's not going to happen. You're not texting me at 2 o'clock in the morning talking about what you're doing. Because I'm going to look at the text and not respond to like business hours, which is probably going to be 9 o'clock. If I'm up, okay. I might. If I like you, I might. But if I don't like you, if I think, hey, especially if you live local, why are you texting me early in the morning? That's booty call hours. Come on now. I haven't been out the dating game that damn long where, you know, I don't know what certain things are. So, you know, I say that to tie back into we all as humans need to grow. And we all make mistakes. Sometimes people will hurt you and never apologize for hurting you, and you have to just move on. And sometimes it may not be their and some people, their intentions are not to hurt you. They may not know how to apologize and say that they're sorry. Well, I didn't realize you took my quote, my text that way, excuse me, or what I said to you via phone in a certain way. So there are people who sometimes really just don't know how to say sorry. And you have to learn to pray and forgive them and move the fuck on. And, hey. It happens. But it's also good to have friends that are praying for you. And I encourage people to have friends that are praying for you, praying for your success. You know, love is beautiful. And I want to be with someone that touches my soul, who gets me without even me saying certain things. And did I have that before my fiance passed? A little bit. Did I have it with someone I thought I did that I'm not with? Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. But your soulmate, you don't always have to be with your soulmate. And I think people can confuse that with a lot of stuff. Oh, that's my soulmate. We need to be together. Soulmates you don't always have to be with them. It could be a friend that truly, truly, truly gets it. And a lot of people, they don't get it. They don't get that. But I encourage everyone to be loved and to love and to give and to give wholeheartedly, even if you might get hurt. That's in a general, not talking about with a man or a woman or a woman and a woman and a man and a man. Just be the best you can be. And if you're having a day, it's okay to have it. Don't stay in it forever and ever. Don't stay in it for a week. Because depression is real. Been through it. Still trying to fight through it myself. Postpartum turns into depression after a while. And I think, especially in the African-American community, seeing a therapist is kind of frowned upon. I see one. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all can talk about me till the cows come home. Zero fucks given. Therapy is great. My therapist, shout out to Dr. Jan. She is amazeballs. It's good to have someone just to listen to you and to say, hey, this is where you need to improve on. I have very few female friends. I know a lot of females. But I have very few people that are in my inner circle that kind of know certain stuff. Like, if I need to call you at 2 o'clock in the morning, I know I can. Well, you know, I'm not calling Amber at 2 o'clock in the morning because her do not disturb is on. So I might have to wait till like 7 o'clock to call her. And I know she's going to hate that I said that. I don't care. But seriously, if I needed to talk to her that early, and she knows vice versa, and then there's Max. I mean, there's a few other people, and if I don't name you, don't ding me for it. Just blame my head and not my heart. That I know that if I needed to talk, but you need, I think a lot of us need positive friends and people who are going to tell us the truth, whether we like it or not. And going back to my writing, my friends have encouraged it. Like, when's the last time you wrote? You know, we know you're good at computers. You know, that's what I do for a living. My passion is writing. My passion is, you know, I did the whole high school radio thing because that's what I wanted to do with my career. I wanted to be the first Black woman on ESPN. I wanted to get into broadcasting. That's what I have my degree in. And I didn't pursue it like I should have because I was a teenage mom. I still graduated from college, but I made some mistakes because I was afraid. But it's never too late to start over. So while I'm enjoying my career in IT, I am working on this podcast and being better at it. I listen to other people's podcasts. I take a little bit from here and there. I'm still trying to figure it out. So, you know, just work with me on that. I'm in competition with no one but myself. But you need to have friends that pray for you. You need to have friends that encourage you. And now listen to my music, my Donnell Jones and my John B and my Mint Condition. You know, and I zone out. I listen to my Nas, and again, I zone out and I work. And I write and I plan, because at the end of the day, whatever the saying is about, this is no dress rehearsal. This is my life. I have a right to be happy. And if I'm not happy, my kids won't be happy. So, you know, it is all about having some kind of a balance. So, much love to my friends that are pushing me lately to get back into my writing. And hey, when's the next time you update your podcast? You know, they're busy with their own dreams, and I'm pushing them too. And it's good to sharpen each other. I think that's the verse somewhere in the Bible. I need to find it. It's good to encourage each other. put on another note, you're getting off of that soap box. There's a few people that you should probably check out on Instagram. Dondre T. Whitfield. You know, he was Robert on The Cosby Show. Oh, God, I had, like, such a big crush on him. Now, that's somebody on my list of people to interview. He's talking about grown male versus grown men. Or something like that. I might get it wrong. Check him out on Instagram. Devon Franklin, the pastor, Megan Good's husband, Seventh-day Adventist guy. I grew up as a Seventh-day Adventist. He just said something about dating. And I chuckled because I got it. Like, yeah, I've been asked out on a few dates. I'm not going to lie. Yes, men ask me out. Men call my phone and be like, hey, you want to get together? Nope. Nope. I think because it's not like I can't. You know, if I needed someone to watch my kids, I know my mother would watch them. I don't want to lead anybody on. And I don't. It's good to go out and have fun, but I don't want to waste no time. I don't want to waste anyone's time. I think the men that have asked me on dates want like a serious relationship, and that's not something I can give them, especially if I'm not going to stay here. You know, one of them said, well, you know, I'm fine with long distance relationships. I am too, to a degree. And I've talked about that rant before. I've ranted about that before. But it has to be with the right person, who I feel is the right person. And I think a lot of times when we all date and we're trying to be with someone, it doesn't work. And Devon Franklin mentioned, you know, dating someone and feeling like you have to walk on the eggshells. I don't want to do that anymore. I've done that. I was engaged, and, you know, sometimes I couldn't say anything to him because I felt like I was walking on eggshells. I don't want to be with anyone that I can't be myself with. And not to say I wasn't totally myself with them, so don't take that and run with it. Oh, my God, she was engaged to him, and, you know, she wasn't herself. There were just certain things I could have been better at some things, too. So the blame is not on a person who's no longer here to defend himself. So with that being said, I'll take the L with that. Because he's not allowed to defend himself. But I know if he was here and if he can fix things, he would definitely do things differently. You know, prior to him being killed. But again, still walk on eggshells. And I don't want to be with anyone that I have to do that. And so Devon Franklin was pretty much saying that. You don't want that. You don't want to force a relationship with someone. You don't. I don't like forced things. You know, I'd rather be by myself. And I think just like women go through things with trying to find the right person, men go through that. Men go through that also. And I think a lot of us women forget that. Just like we're searching, they're searching too, which really they're supposed to, because the Bible says the man that finds a wife. So ladies, it's not our job to go searching and go seek him out. I mean, I can take you out to dinner. I mean, yeah, hey, you want to go out and grab a bite to eat? My treat. Hey, you know, you want to, you know, hang out, and hey, you know, those things are good. But as far as, in my opinion, there's some things I am a traditionalist on. Like, I'm not proposing to a man. That's your job. And any woman that does that, if that works for you, girl, you can have it. Kudos to you. Definitely no damn shade. I'm not the one. But, he mentioned, again, staying home. Netflix and chill by yourself and not going out with someone that you knowingly know you're not compatible with. But on that note, this is Miss Moose Playhouse. I hear the baby crying. Peace.